breaking news from WCCO.
Good morning, overcast, 30 degrees now at 6:03. I'm Steve Simpson, WCCO News. This hour's top local story and the breaking news, one of the greats of broadcasting is gone. Long time WCCO radio host Roger Erickson passed away yesterday.
Roger Erickson came to WCCO Radio in 1959, and it wasn't long before he joined with Charlie Boone to form a legendary early morning team that woke up Minnesota for 37 years.
Good morning, good morning. It's glad to be on hand, good morning.
Roger grew up on his family farm in Winthrop and never forgot his roots.
Car phones will expand into rural Minnesota. Gee, I wish we had that when I was on the farm. Gosh, you can call the feed store and tell them to start raising prices because I'm on the way to town.
He studied speech and theater at the University of Minnesota and appeared as Bozo the Clown on Channel 4 back in the 50s. He and Charlie began chatting and trading jokes on the air in the afternoons and were paired in 1961 for early mornings.
Do you think too much mud is being slung in this campaign?
If it is mudslinging, then the statements of the opposing political candidates must be true. And if the statements are true... none of them's fit to hold office.
The partnership came to an end in 1998 when Roger decided to retire from the airways but remained active in various community activities and events. Following his passing, Roger Erickson remains one of WCCO's legends.
Thank you, everybody.
Al Schock, WCCO.
We will have much more on the passing of Roger Erickson throughout the morning. Dave Lee will join you just after 6, in a few minutes here. With much more.
We mentioned the sad news of losing our good friend Roger Erickson here in CCO land yesterday at age 89. What a great guy. Boone and Erickson for many years woke so many of you up. Maynard Spies and so many others that were part of that tradition. And part of that tradition was the Good Morning Song. So Eric Eskel is here with me. Eric, good morning.
Hi, good neighbor.
And Doc Lynch is here, of course.
Well, it's good to see Eric. It has to be these circumstances, but we're all here.
But we're celebrating a great life.
We are.
Celebrating a great life, and that's exactly what he would want, as you know. But we need to start it out the way Raj always did in the mornings. Well, this is the original right here. Boone and Erickson theme song. And now for them to sing, I'm going to have Raj and Charlie do it right here for us. Good morning, good morning. It's grand to be on hand. Good morning, good morning to you. Gosh, Eric, I think back, and Doc, I think Maynard Spies and Rod started doing that in the 5 o'clock hour years and years ago.
Well, people of a certain age, when you say you're from CCO, they'll start singing that.
And they would shout out towns in Minnesota just before they started singing. What a tradition.
Yeah.
Remember the Bernadotte International Airport?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he did what the greats do, and you do the same thing, Dave. They created their own kind of little world, you know, with the characters and with the bits and the recurring shtick that they did and the worst jokes. And Roger, I think, was the principal writer. Charlie was more the performer, and Roger was more the writer, don't you think?
Yeah, no doubt about it. He was always back in that office between 7 and 8. So Charlie come on and run that news hour, and then Roger would either dream up bits or he had already dreamt up a bit, and he'd take a nap on that yoga mat that he put down on the floor that the mice would crawl over on occasion.
And on his door, you'd see a bunch of Z's. He wrote down a sign with Z's.
I forgot about that.
Remember the Z's?
Yeah, you knew he was sleeping. He had the Z's up there.
You didn't go in there.
No.
No, with the talent Roger had, he could have easily been an arrogant prima donna, and he was, if you think of like a Minnesotan, you think of Roger Erickson.
Mm-hmm.
Down to earth. Humble, collaborative. He would ask me for a bit, or Lynch for a bit, or you for a bit. What about this idea? Or what line can we put in here? He was just a model person. You know, the Bible says, you know, have an excellent spirit. And who had a more excellent spirit than Roger Erickson?
The ultimate good neighbor, as far as I'm concerned.
We often talk about he was a regular Minnesota guy, but as I mentioned to Steve Simpson, he was not a regular guy. He was an extraordinary guy.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And I don't know, I don't think I've ever talked to you about this, but when they passed the torch to you, I'm sure he was done in gladness and happiness and pride and how you had come along. And that could have been, you know, an issue, but it's fantastic.
No, never was with those guys.
No.
But the part of that was I never knew I was going to be working mornings. I thought I was going to be working afternoons. So that was Boone and Erickson behind the scenes that did that, and I didn't even know.
Right.
Well, then he kept coming back with Gil and Finn and all that stuff.
Well, here's the thing. You call Raj. Hey, right. Raj, you got time to come in and do a Gil and Finn after you retired.
Right.
Yeah, do you mind coming in? We'll do a little Gil and Finn bit.
And when? You know, you've got to... Oh, go ahead.
He'd just say when, and then he'd be there whenever you asked him to be.
And you got to remember, Mike, Gil and Finn were the only two anglers named after fish parts. So, I mean, he'll always have that.
Well, and I remember some of his other characters, like, remember August the janitor?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And August when Chuck Lilligren, I think, would have conversations in the 5 o'clock hours.
Yes. And some of the conversations with Maynard Spies got a bit spicy. They were fun.
Yeah. There's 618 at WCCO, every traffic and weather to do here.
Keep a doing what you do and keep your radios tuned to WCCO.
Some of the old jingles. We are remembering our good buddy Roger Erickson this morning here on WCCO from the CCO for many, many years. Started here back in 1959, retired in about 1997, was it? 98? I got to say. 98. And Eric Escalo joining us. Mike Lynch is here, of course. And we've asked a longtime news editor who worked with Rog every morning, Steve Murphy, to join us. Hi, Murph. How are you this morning?
It's sad, but it's great to hear these fun memories of Roger. And I was just thinking, when I heard Mike Lynch's forecast, this is such a Roger Erickson morning because our highs will only be in the 30s on Halloween. Our wind chill right now is 19. And I can just hear Roger talking about the windshield index. Remember, whether or not you can use a credit card to get that ice off the windshield.
Yeah, the windshield index. Well, and that's another thing when you talk about weather. Eric, you and I were smiling about this earlier this morning. He always wanted this on his gravestone, remember?
Well, you know, he did the school closings and dominated that for the entire upper Midwest, basically. And his epitaph, and he said, I wonder if this will be his epitaph on a marker somewhere, that Roger Erickson, formerly 2 hours late, now closed.
And he would always say that on the air. And, of course, unfortunately today it is a bit of reality. He passed away yesterday at age 89. Murph, you worked with him in the mornings with the news. You got the news ready. In fact, Rod read it for many years at 5:30, and you would put that together for him.
Yes, and it was a delight working with him. I heard you mentioning earlier how hard he worked at his comedy. I think a lot of people would hear the gags and they'd think, well, you guys are just having fun on the air. But he came in early, and as you said, he'd have a pile of newspapers and, of course, that very cluttered office with all those joke books. And then he'd work them into current events. As we well know, he would lampoon our governors and lampoon our state legislators, and he would do it with great fun. It was never mean-spirited, and it was very clever, along with Roger, along with Charlie Boone, and it was just always great fun. And the audience loved it. I think it's because he was, as you guys have been saying, he was one of us, and he loved to laugh at himself, and the audience loved it.
He had that wry sense of humor enough where you'd stick around. I can remember one day I suffered, I still had the allergy issue, not as bad as I used to, but I'd lose my voice from all that drainage. And I remember coming home morning and not feeling well, but, you know, you just came into work, and somebody said, hey, you got to go home, you can't talk. And Ryder said, no, you can't go home, you sound exactly like President Clinton, you're staying on, we're doing bits all morning. And I stayed, and I was President Clinton for about 3 hours.
Well, and like all the great CCO announcers, and, you know, Chapman and Christensen and all these guys, Howard Viken, they could do everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it called for a serious interview, they'd turn on a dime and they could do a serious interview. If it was school closings, if it was sports, I mean, they were so well-rounded, and Roger had so many interests, and he could flip on a dime and be the serious interviewer or do the comedy shtick, and that's a real gift, and that was kind of a CCO hallmark with the greats of the past, don't you think?
So well said, Eric, because I think some people thought that Boone and Erickson probably tossed softballs when they did interviews because they were so funny on the air. But you're absolutely right. Roger read voraciously and loved history. And whenever they went on the Good Neighbor tours, he would learn about the history of the places he visited. He'd come back and he'd share it. But he didn't go around bragging about what he knew. And that was all a very Minnesota thing, again, with Roger. He was very, as you say, well-rounded and terrific. And we loved to director too, Eric, you'll remember this. Sometimes we try to get an interview early in the morning, and we were getting resistance, and we'd say, well, you're going to be talking with Roger Erickson live. Oh, well, then I'll be happy.
Yeah, I'll do it with both hands now.
I forgot about that. You drop his name. It never hurt, did it?
Didn't hurt.
Oh, always.
Roger was a special guy. I just got to ask you, first of all, Eric, first time you ever met him?
Well, they were. I showed up at the station in 1980, and couldn't have been nicer, helpful. Explain the ropes, what we do here. You know, you hear those voices, and you think, "Oh my God, I'm Roger Erickson, Charlie Boone, Steve Cannon."
Yeah.
No, but they couldn't. And there was very little ego around here in those days. You know, it was a kind of a all for one, one for all. We're CCO, you know, and those guys couldn't have been more welcoming.
Murph, you recall when you got to meet Boone and Erickson?
Yeah, oh, yes. I remember meeting them and how wonderful they were. And I had to go out on a story as soon as I got to CCO Radio. And I got into that station wagon. Eric remembers those station wagons we had were as big as an aircraft carrier. And I remember I had to rush off to St. Paul, and I flipped on the radio. And on the side of the car, it said WCCO Radio. And I'm thinking to myself, as I'm listening to Boone and Erickson, I'm actually working here. And I'm a part of this. And Eric is right. They made you feel a part of it as soon as you got there. It really was a team feeling.
Murph, I appreciate those thoughts. We may check back in with you a little bit later this morning, but always good to hear your voice, and thanks for sharing.
I'm glad to remember Roger with you.
And you guys know as well as I do. What would Roger say? No tears.
Oh, gosh,
no crying. Let's laugh.
Yeah.
No.
Well, Murph, you remember that, too. If you had to do a story about some celebrity or somebody famous that had passed away, he'd always say, I have to do it, but we don't need to dwell on the maudlin part of it.
Exactly. He'd say, I don't want to be maudlin here. And he wanted to do the job of getting the information out on the air, but he didn't want to bring people down. His job, instead, was to be our friend, our companion in the morning, and that's what he was.
All right. Thank you, guys. Doubly good
Dave.
To see you. I'll have you hang around for a few minutes, Eric. Steve Murphy on the phone, longtime news editor here at CCO. Doc Lynch, of course, with us all morning as we remember our good buddy Roger Erickson. And I say our, meaning all of you, too, out there in CCO land. And for those who are maybe a generation removed, I hope you enjoy the stories about this truly great radio character and, as I said earlier, an even better person off of the air. I mean, he was just everything you want and a good friend and a good mentor.
You're listening to WCCO Radio, AM 830. News, weather, and information you want from people you know.
Here's the people you know right now. David Lee on WCCO.
Roger Erickson, passing away at age 89, and such a good guy. Erickson with me this morning, Escala, Mike Lynch, and Jimmy Erickson, all of us knew Raj pretty well. And I appreciate the text. I would encourage you, if you want to send a text message, I'll read these when I get a chance a little later this morning. But 81807, they're already unsolicited coming in. Appreciate those. And I know many out there may be a generation removed where they didn't hear Raj. But your parents probably did, or somebody in the family.
Well, I know they listened to school closings.
Yeah.
The kids did, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And but let us mention, and I mentioned it briefly, Eric, but and Mike, but I do want to mention Margaret, Roger's bride, who was his rock through all these years. Was just a marvelous person. But Maggie was a big part of his life, so much so that when he got out of here, of course, he couldn't wait to get home and hang out on the farm, and those two doing all those trips together. But she is a pretty special person.
Well, strong-willed and friendly at the same time, and really has that international thing. You know, she's from New Zealand, right?
Yeah,
right.
Still has that accent. Yeah. Love that accent.
No, she's a wonderful person, and they were a fantastic team.
And daughter Tracy, who was marvelous, that we all know Tracy quite well, and Tracy's been pretty strong through this whole thing, I know. And then also Steve, his son, who passed away before Raj. Mm. But he was good. And Roger, as we go into sports here, maybe we should save it for sports. I will, in fact.
Okay, great.
A little bit about Sid and Raj and hockey. It is a 6:38 traffic and weather coming up next on the day we celebrate the life of our good friend Roger Erickson. Kind of reminiscent about our old friend Roger Erickson this morning, who passed away 89 years old. And speaking of sports, Raj, Mike, and Eric, you know, was a huge sports guy, but he loved hockey. His son Steve played hockey. He was a good hockey player. And then Sid hated hockey, and so the two of them got into it a little bit.
Well, Mike, what was the bit where Sid was telling Roger to butt out? What was that all about?
Go to your corner, Roger.
Yeah, go to your
That was about, I know exactly what that was about. Roger, go to the corner. Yeah. Go to the corner. And yeah. Roger says, go to the corner. It was pretty fun radio, actually.
What precipitated
it? It's when they changed the hockey structure to two levels instead of one for all classes.
Oh, okay.
And Sid wanted it to remain at one, and Roger said two was better with school populations and opportunities. And that thing, that never died. That argument never died. And every time it came up, they both got lit up. It was so much fun.
And Sid wouldn't be surprised to know that time has proven Roger correct.
He'll never admit it.
No. No.
And there was not a bigger Gopher fan than Roger Erickson. Roger went to all the games until just here toward the end.
Well, I saw him at the Alumni Center all the time when I had season tickets, and he did. And but remember him and Lou Holtz?
I don't remember that.
Oh, my gosh. They had a brotherhood.
Really?
And Roger would encourage Lou to give us kind of Lou's thought for the day.
I don't remember that.
And Lou would dig down and find some pearl of wisdom. That was fantastic.
That's great, because in my understanding, not a lot of people got along with Lou.
Oh. Well, Roger sure did.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of how he was built, wasn't he?
Yeah, for sure.
And then, and even on interviews, when there was someone that didn't want to be on the air, he and Charlie were wonderful at dismissing them.
We can think of two people in particular.
Yeah, we can.
We won't mention their names.
No, but they were famous people.
Yeah. Jean Gabor, was that one?
No. There's a good
story about her, though. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And Raquel Welch, was that another one?
Maybe.
Yeah, Doc was here, I think, when all that took.
Oh,
but I mean, they were good. They were dismissive in a really nice way.
Yeah,
but you knew they'd had enough.
Yeah. Yeah, they knew when to cut it short.
Yeah, but it was you'd come in here and, you know, it's Raj, how you doing?
Great. Great, Davey. How you doing?
It's good. And he'd be all juiced up to get, he was just fired up.
How many times did he get caught speeding coming in from Mound?
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you a great story if I have a second here. David, do we have any time here? So we go out to Washington, D.C. And thank you for making me think of this. And we do the broadcast from Donna Shalala lost a bet that with us. And that was when Wisconsin was undefeated, going to their first Rose Bowl. And, and she had been moved on to Health and Human Services Secretary. So she was on the air. And at the end, I made a bet. I said, hey, listen, if the Gophers beat Wisconsin the final game of the year, you have to sing the Gopher Rouser. And she said, it'll never happen, but if they lose, I will, and you can sing the Wisconsin song. I said, done deal. So Raj and I were in on this deal. And sure enough, the Gophers upset them. So they get that one loss during the year, and then she lives up to her part of it. So we fly out to D.C., do the show from Paul Wellstone's office, because Paul at the time wasn't running for office, so we wanted to go somewhere where we weren't showing favoritism to one side or the other.
Absolutely.
And he just opened it up. He was gracious, as you know well. And we did the show there. We get a call after the show from the White House. And the interns come chasing us down the hall. The White House is on the line for you. And we thought they were kidding. And so I said, Roger, White House. He says, well, you're going to take the call. Because he wasn't sure what we'd said. So I take the call and say, would you like to get an inside tour of the White House with us? And this was one of then President Clinton's right-hand people, D.D. Myers and company.
Well, D.D. was on with you guys a lot, wasn't
he? Yeah. So anyway, so we said, okay, well, we go over there, and they said, come on over in 30 minutes. And I said, we're in the Senate building. We can be over there in 10. 30 minutes. I said, well, but we can come over in 10. 30 minutes. Okay, give us your Social Security number. So I did. So Ryan, give me your Social Security number, and he's kind of wonder what's going on.
Yeah.
So we get over to this one area. I can't remember the name of the building. We had to go to first to get cleared. Mm-hmm. So we walk in, just the two of us, show them our ID. We sit down. Guy comes out. The guy's going to take us to Richard Strauss, I think it was. And he looks at, or one of the guards that came up before Richard said, looked at Raj, looked at me and said, which one's Roger? Roger said, I am. He said, one more speeding ticket, you got a problem. And we proceeded to go to the White House. President Clinton was there. Al Gore was there. They were all there. Defense Secretary was there, the guy from North Dakota. Well, I can't think of his name now. But anyway, they were all there. It turns out that the wonderful Fritz Mondale knew we were going and had this set up, and we didn't have any idea. So we were right there in the Oval Office and down in the – it was pretty cool.
Great one.
Yeah, so that was Raj, right there in the middle of the decision-making for the nation's
– Great to be with you this morning, Dave. Thanks
Eric,
so much.
Thanks for stopping out. That's great to see you.
Good to see you, Scarf.
All right.
Eric Eskola, nice enough to stop by on his way in this morning over to the state capitol, but he is checking in with us after years and years here on the morning show with Boone and Roger Erickson.